Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Well, Brian, Sharla, and Peter are all tied with 3.
Okay, you're all tied, so Brian, why don't you go first? Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, New York Governor Blank says he will not resign over allegations of sexual harassment.
Nipple ring Cuomo.
No, or Andrew, as he is often known. On Monday, a court in France sentenced former President Blank to 3 years for corruption.
Scorsese?
Sarkozy, close enough. This week, a watchdog group found that former Secretary of Transportation Blank had used her office to benefit her family.
Elaine Chao?
Right. This week, a woman in Tulsa was arrested on charges that she had blanked her neighbor's goat.
Cooked.
Painted it blue after an announcement that 6 of his books would no longer be published due to offensive content. Blank shot up the bestseller charts.
The Good Dr. Seuss.
Right. On Sunday, Beyond Meat announced a new partnership with fast food giant Blank.
McDonald's.
You're right. Broadway performer Aaron Tveit is favored to win the award for Best Actor at this year's Tony Awards because he is Blank.
Dead.
No, the only person nominated for Best Actor in a Musical. Ooh. Thanks to the pandemic temporarily halting all theater productions, Moulin Rouge's Aaron Tveit was the only person nominated for Best Actor in a Musical at this year's Tony Awards. But here's the thing. Because of the way Tony voting works, he can still lose.
Do you have to get a certain percentage of
apparently,
voters or something?
How awful would it be to anxiously wait for the envelope to open and hear, and the Tony goes to be none of the above.
B.
And then the camera's on you because you're the only person on camera and you have to be happy for nobody at all.
Also, when is B none of the above?
Well, it's gotta be D. Only an A. There's A, Aaron Tveit, B, none of the above. That's all they got. Bill, how did Brian do on our quiz?
Brian had 5 right for 10 more points. He now has 13 and the lead.
All right. All right, Charlie, you're up next. Here we go. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Democrats announced plans to narrow who could get checks in the new blank bill.
COVID relief.
Yes, following opposition from Republicans, the White House withdrew the nomination of Blank to head of the Office of Management and Budget.
Nina Tandon?
Close enough, Nina Tandon. This week, the House canceled their Thursday session after being warned of far-right extremists who plan to attack the blank.
Capital.
Yes. In London, passengers were delayed for hours and a high-speed train was taken out of service because it blanked.
Stopped.
It had a cat on it. On Sunday, sure. Costco raised its blank to $16 an hour.
Minimum wage.
Yes, thanks to a state Supreme Court ruling, police in Washington have been told to stop making arrests for blank.
No masks.
No more arrests for possession of marijuana. This week, a woman told BuzzFeed that thanks to recent events, she now regrets getting a tattoo that simply said blank.
Pill popper.
No, she regrets getting a giant Q tattooed on the back of her neck.
Oh, God.
The woman says that she got the tattoo years ago. It was part of an inside joke between her and a friend. It was definitely not a reference to Q, the deep state source at the heart of QAnon, which is exactly what Q would say. Am I right? It's pretty embarrassing now, but honestly, the worst thing about having a giant Q tattoo is that it is useless unless she's standing next to someone with a giant U tattoo. Bill, how did Charla do in our quiz?
Good start for a first-timer. She had 4 right for 8 more points. She now has 11, but Brian still has the lead with 13.
Okay, and how many, then, does Peter Gross need to win?
Well, Peter needs 5 to tie, 6 to win.
All right. Here we go, Peter. This is for the game. Fill in the blank on Monday. The White House announced they'd allow separated blanks to be reunited in the U.S.
Families.
Right. Investment app Robinhood is now facing over 50 lawsuits over its decision to suspend trading of blank.
GameStop?
Right. This week, security forces continued their violent crackdown against people protesting the military coup in blank.
Myanmar.
Right. On Tuesday, the White House announced a new round of sanctions against blank for the imprisonment of Alexei Navalny.
Russia.
Right. On Thursday, private space company blank launched 60 new satellites into orbit.
SpaceX?
Right. After receiving a $9,000 electric bill, a man in blank filed a $1 billion class action lawsuit against Gritty Energy Company.
Texas?
Right. This week, a plastic surgeon came under fire after he attended virtual traffic court while blanking.
Doing plastic surgery of some kind.
Exactly right. The plastic surgeon attended a Zoom traffic court hearing mid-operation, showing that not only is he a bad driver, he is a bad doctor. The court session started off really well when the judge said, "It looks like you're in an operating room." And the doctor said, "I am." While both the judge and the medical community are upset about the incident, the patient just said, "I have no complaints," from his mouth, which is now on his elbow. Bill, did Peter do well enough to win?
Well, he did very well. 7 right for 14 more points. His total is 17. He is the champion this week.
Congratulations, Peter. That was very, very strong. Thank you.